27th of October. Discussion with Ajahn Suchin at Nalanda Park. Participants include Nina, Sarah, John, Jill, Shakti, and Azita.
Repeat that it's something like Bharami, and so we are reminded to think about word. But when right understanding develops while one hears, and then it gradually condition right thinking and right speech by then.
Mosquito.
I think that that's the realities are developing. All the virya barami and friendly.
Right, naturally. Being like a me trying to develop it.
But it's all right, because otherwise we'll forget. It can be the leading moment, but it depends on that moment we really understand realities.
But when you give that example about the children and then metta, it was really helpful, because otherwise you forget completely.
Because it's impossible not to have such feeling when the object is like that.
Yeah.
But there can be a little more understanding about karma, and about sharing the same feeling if we were them or something like that.
We were them. That is helpful.
Because if it's not heard so many times, then it keep on its way, having such feeling, bad feeling, towards the children on the street. But all the way, it's the way of developing more kusala. Because we might think that, I will develop patience there, or right now, or right now. But it's not I who is trying to do so.
It's, well, it is I that's trying to do so. It's not necessarily happening.
And whether it's real patience or just the false one or imitation one, we don't know. But I think that Panya can know and can see clearer and clearer.
What is the imitation patience?
Because it's you.
Right, when it's you trying to be patient or something.
Patience with dosa.
Or mana, maybe. I'm mana. So patient.
Right.
Because thinking about realities which have arisen and fallen away so fast, no time to stress or to think too much. So the best thing in life is understanding the moment with awareness. There must be a characteristic of a reality. So by knowing this, it changed from continue on the story about about people and things to the reality. Even it's just a few moments.
That's very helpful, because I remember you used to say, Khun Suchin, that the moment of kusala is... it's a relief. It's a, especially the moment of banya. It's a relief. It's it's a, and now you talk about that the story is arrested just for a second, just for a brief moment. And so it's that moment where there is not a story, but there is that understanding of the characteristic, even though the characteristic itself may be so imprecise.
For example, it's in Tipitaka about the island, see? And as one understands that, one do not have to say that this moment is an island at all. But by understanding the meaning of island when we are in the ocean of concept, by understanding that there are conditions for awareness to be aware and no thinking about island because of understanding what island is. That very moment. So the teaching is for considering and understanding deeper and deeper what is meant by such and such word, because without direct awareness we cannot understand the meaning of island at all. But now the sea of concept, and this moment is the island, a characteristic showing up its reality as nobody at all, until the idea of self is gradually eliminated. So it eliminated the atta sanya, the memory of the whole body or the whole self with vedana and sanya and sankhara and vijnana.
So that is not vipalasa.
And one understands that is the elimination. Otherwise, how can there be so keen, right understanding of visible object as just visible object when there is never a time to know that now it's just a reality which is appearing? So it begins gradually and it becomes naturally whenever there is understanding. But it must be the developed panya.
Just in the beginning of the practice, it seems as though there's a very fine line between trying to concentrate on getting banya and so on, but and then just drifting off into moha.
This is right at level of understanding, and it has to be this right at moment when awareness is aware. Say it follows. That's why Satyayana follows the three rounds. Never just one and then stop. Goes on and on. The three rounds.
I like to hear more. I find it always helpful when you talk about the three rounds.
Yeah. Because the first round, the Satyayana, we are talking about this and we understand it. But it has to follow when awareness is aware. Because awareness is not aware all the time. So when awareness is there, and then later there can be the self comes in, and one knows that only the island, the characteristic. So it is aware on such and such object by itself. Okay. And one has to know that by itself, it's not I who's trying. And where is the sense of I? One knows what one just said. See? It's there. Then it's one's own understanding.
Thank you. Then already.
When awareness is aware.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Satyayana goes with it. Mm. Otherwise, it goes, turns off the way again.
So Satyayana is truth.
Satya is truth, and Yana is right understanding. Of Satya, of the Four Noble Truths, not just the First Truth. Even the path, there must be Satyayana very firmly too, so that one will not be astray, one will not go astray.
But Nibbana, not yet.
Not yet, but one knows that it's not just happen at any time you like to have it. See, you know from the very beginning, the characteristic of nama and rupa is the object of satipatthana. Otherwise, nothing will arise and fall away. There must be the three characteristics of conditioned reality, which is not yet penetrated. So one knows that if a characteristic does not arise, how can these three characteristics appear?
What is the difference between Satyayana and Pariyatti?
Pariyatti is the understanding of the teachings that it concerns realities, and Satyayana knows it has to be like this, never change from this.
So it's more developed,
right?
Must be. And
More firm. Otherwise, one thing that one understands, but one goes to other practice or.
Right. So it's more firm, but
not yet the patipatti. As long as awareness does not arise. But it has to get firmer and firmer.
And Sutamaya Jnana, is it?
Pariyatti.
Same as Pariyatti. Yeah. Okay. So Satyajnana is firmer than Sutamaya Jnana.
Because one can hear, one can read, but what about one understanding?
And what about the confidence?
Right.
So it's more than just hearing and knowing what's right.
So for those who study the teachings, it depends on whether they understand that the teachings are all about realities or not. This is the first point. And then if they are not carefully studying, then they might mistake like the samadhi, condition, panya, and so forth. See? So they go wrong. No satyayana.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or, can one talk about satyayana developing when you say, can one say it's.
When awareness arises,
then it is
conditioned by satyayana as well. Okay. And there must be satyayana more firm.
Right.
When there is more awareness, so that it can lead to the right path.
So they reinforce each other.
Otherwise, there can be moments with...
Right, so that when there's hearing or reflecting or considering, there's no going wrong at all.
And the path must be the right path all the way. Mm-hmm. To detachment. Yeah. So whenever there is attachment, one knows that it's not right by satyayana.
So we can tell by that if it's always clinging, I want more, then that is not the path.
Not satyayana.
Not satyayana. Yeah. But there can be that clinging following a moment.
Right, but there is right understanding in satyayana, which helps to understand that moment of clinging as just a reality.
A reality as well, yes.
So one knows that according to Vipanga, it says that the Four Noble Truths are very subtle. Even the path is subtle, very, very subtle too, because it goes along with detachment all the way, from not motivated by lopa to somewhere, not this moment, see.
Just getting back to the earlier thread about kusala and agusala. I think although it's difficult to always know the difference, that is it true to say that agusala appears more than kusala?
Appears to what? Just the name or the characteristic or the reality of not self? For example, if we do not talk about Dhamma, what about the citta after seeing and hearing? We just learn from book that it's asava. Not the anusya, but it's asava. See, who knows? So should we mind trying to know? But there is no understanding of realities like visible object and seeing, while there is visible object and seeing, not like asava, see? Why not developing the understanding of these instead of thinking about akusala, like asya? So it's not just a matter of trying to judge the moment whether it's kusala or akusala. It's the self who is doing so. But by knowing that it's the lack of understanding of the characteristic of reality as a reality. So develop any reality, because it arises and falls away so fast before one try to think whether it's kusala and akusala. This is the way to develop the understanding of the characteristic of reality as not self, by knowing that it's nama, that which experiences, or the rupa, which cannot experience.
If we take a case of where patience may or may not be arising, it might be patience or it might be false patience, though.
One doesn't have to do anything, because patience is there, virya cetasik, see? We don't have to manage any kind of reality at all. But by reading, one knows that everything is there for this citta, and what is there for that citta, see? So, but they cannot appear as objects, because sati cannot be aware of it yet. So sati begins to arise, to develop, to learn, to be aware of the characteristic.
This one is the best one I've had so far. The taste.
On the street is the best tea.
Juice?
Yeah.
Lemons.
Lemons. Can one say it's only the Buddha that really understood anusya, all anusya, and What's the opposite of anusya? Nisya?
Asya, nusya, jnana.
Asya.
Asya, nusya, jnana. It's the jnana. Just
only for the Buddha. Right.
Yeah. While we're sitting here, he could tell all our past
right.
from any life.
Right. And what all the tendencies that would arise right. in future also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You said there's no need to judge, and I agree with that, but there's still, of course, a tendency to wonder whether the present citta is kusala or akusala, and if
then
it's
you
patience
then you that. Miss the development of understanding the characteristic as nama arupa.
Because you're just making stories yeah. about the situation.
And one has to know that in order to become a sotapanna, there must be the eradication of the idea of self first. And in order to eradicate the idea of self, there must be the understanding of the characteristic which is not self.
Right.
So what is it? Nama or rupa? So no minding about whether it's kusala or akusala, because nobody can change kusala into akusala, but it falls away.
Nobody can change the present moment, and mm-hmm. that's all there is.
Like you know. Said before, it's gone already, it's right. gone already.
Right, everything mm-hmm. can. Mm-hmm. And it helps to understand that we shouldn't be fussy about
what is conditioned yeah, at this
yeah,
moment.
Uh-huh. Right? It beyond the stage of developing understanding of nama and rupa. Mm-hmm. That's why the first vipassanayana is the demarcation of mm-hmm. nama and rupa. Appear thoroughly through panya at that level. So people will understand the meaning of parinya, not like thinking or considering all around or all about reality when they have reached that stage.
Good boy.
How develop panya any time, like sitting here, walking, or whatever.
When awareness arises.
When Jewel was clarifying about panya of an arahat, and you explaining that panya doesn't arise at you know each of those moments, even for an arahat, and you went on to say. No need for panya when walking or eating.
There are conditions to condition kriyajita with panya.
Yes. I understand that, but why I don't understand why you said no need while eating or walking.
It depends on conditions.
Just depends on conditions, uh-huh. right? So when you said no need, it just means mm-hmm. not conditions at that moment. Okay.
Because for arahatta, no need to develop any higher understanding because he has completely eradicated all akusala.
It's just hard for me to comprehend that really, but that's not surprising.
As long as now nama and rupa, we understand those who understand this further and further.
Sometimes I think, you know, for an arahat, as you say, no need for panya. Everything's been developed. And I've had that idea that, well, they can relax, whereas we're still running around. And yet I know that there's no difference in the anicca aspect of it, that for me it's the same as for an arahat. It's still nama and rupa arising, falling away. Same with arahat.
They just live by conditions.
And so do we, really. We
but no understanding.
No understanding.
But for them, no need to develop any higher understanding. But they listen to the teachings because they are like the treasurer of the teachings to help the others.
But they don't listen with the lobha that we do.
No.
I still don't quite...
Do lala, huh?
I still don't quite understand Nibbana and the three rounds. how there can be more understanding before enlightenment of Nibbana.
Intellectual understanding, as soon as one hears the word Nibbana, one takes it for beautiful things.